I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. I do appreciate you guys all sticking with us here. Now, listen, there's a lot of things in the world going around, but be mindful of the things that we can do to help each other. Go out to the JimPriceShow.com webpage and find a few things out there. I don't know, from the shopping to the different live feeds that I have on there. If you guys have any questions or comments, JimPrice@TheJimPriceShow.com is the email. Guys, don't hesitate to reach out. This is a world that we need to come together and be mindful to reach out to each other and answer questions. If we may not have the answers, go out and ask me the question. I'll do what I can to answer it. I'll be there for you. And you might even have answers for me that I don't know about yet. So this is what it's all about, the two-man handsaw that we make sure that we work with each other, doing things to bring each other better information going into the future. Remember, it's not always about having the right answers, but being prepared for those things that are coming our way. And we have had a lot of this going on where we don't really know what the answers are going to be, but we do know they're out there trying to chew our legs off with a government that we pay for. Be mindful, guys, you are the Constitutional Republic. You are the owners of this country. They are your public servants. Do not let these people push you around. Do not be the people that go down in history as those that gave up on freedom and liberty. Now, as we go down the articles here, we're going to go to yournews.com. It says Federal Reserve will launch FedNow payment service in July. We've been knowing about this for a long, long time. It's actually, they talked about this last year and actually almost close to 2 years ago now with some of the CBDC stuff, right? Central Digital Bank Currency. This is what they've been wanting to do, or Central Digital Bank Currency. They want to go into a crypto-type currency because what? They are able to track every single dollar going in and out of your account and even stop you from having transactions, which means, uh-oh, here comes that social credit score. Did you cross on the crosswalk? Did you mind your speed as you were going down that 35-mile-an-hour road when you were all by yourself? Did you stop at a complete stop at that stop sign? If you don't think that's real, well, you're not paying attention. This is their intention, to make sure that they control your everyday life, putting you in a smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller box to the point where you really can't move and you have no free will. This is what this is about. Self-governance was always the answer. And we know that's from the Bible. We know that's from the creation of our country. Self-governance was always the answer. The Constitution was enough. Anything outside the Constitution is repugnant. Read your Constitution and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Individual state rights supersede the federal government. Again, we have the constitutional right within the states to be able to run ourselves and control our borders and do what we want to do within that state. That's why we hire and we send our public servants, our representatives, to the state capitals to do our bidding. When you give up that power, we have this, which is ushered in. United States Federal Reserve announced Wednesday it will roll out FedNow, its long-awaited instant payment system, in July. Now listen to what they just said there. It's long-awaited instant payment system. They've had this in place for a long, long time. They were doing this long, long ago, and they started telling us about 2 years ago, about a year ago, they started talking about it, and now they bother to say, oh, hey, we're going to do this. And everybody's oh so surprised. And it's not really a surprise when you're paying attention to what these people have been telling you through the WHO, through the WEF, the IMF. This is the World Health Organization, the World Economic Forum, and the IMF, the International Monetary Fund. These people have been telling you what they want to do to control your daily lives. It says the FedNow service will be available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Wow! You mean the government's going to be in my business absolutely all the time? Yeah, that's what they're talking about here. It says the instant payment system, money transfer, including paychecks and distribution from the government. Now think about this. This means if they can put it in your account, they can take it out of your account, and they can control the flow of money by shutting it off or turning it on. Be mindful, if they're controlling the cube, if they're controlling this blockchain, they can do anything they want to you and how they want to. They can even devalue the currency that you have in there. Oh, yeah. Don't think that this is actually a big fair system. We're all going to be equal now and be playing fair. This is a point where they can devalue your currency. You can say you have $1 million in the bank, but your $1 million won't buy you a cheeseburger. That is a real government control system you're falling into right now. The first week of April, the Fed Reserve will begin the formal certification of participants for launch of service. That's a lie. They have been certifying the participants for over a year now. That means the banks have been training themselves and implementing the technology into their banking systems for over a year. Don't let them say, oh, we're just getting around to this and we're going to go around and check and see if everybody knows how to play this game. No, they've been doing this for a long, long time, and that's why this is not a surprise to anybody who's really been paying attention. The certification encompasses a comprehensive test of curriculum, which define expectations for the operation readiness and the network experience. The Fed continued. In June, the Federal Reserve and certification participants will conduct production validation activities to confirm readiness for the July launch. This is a problem for me, guys. All day long, twice on Sunday. This is a problem. I don't like this. You know what I'm talking about. Government control. Talk about some more government control. The Biden DOJ tells courts more than 1,000 more people could face charges in connection with January 6th. Oh, now this is from yournews.com. It says more than 1,000 additional people could face charges in connection with January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Well, by the way, the word insurrection is not in Black Law's dictionary. It's not a legal term, so quit using it when you talk about January 6th. And by the way, January 6th was people's right to be able to protest and to redress their grievances with their public servants. The idea that we had duplicate delegates in those ballot boxes I just lost it right there. When we're doing the Electoral College, that whole process, there were states that sent duplicate ballots, meaning they had as equal amount of Republican votes as they had Democrat votes. And that is a problem. That should have then been sent back to the states for then the representatives of each one of those states to they'll go ahead and elect or select who they wanted to be their president. We did not follow that process. Mike Pence, we know what Mike Pence did. He is a traitor. We know what he did when he took that special coin when he was standing up there as the president of the House. Or the Speaker of the House. That was the ultimate problem right there when this whole thing fell apart. This is an issue for all of us. When Mike Pence did not send it back to the states for a new count, that's when this whole thing fell apart. That's what the people that were there for January 6th. This has nothing to do with insurrection. This has nothing to do with trying to overthrow the government. This is not a coup. This is just fancy, sexy words that sound all like a big, big something. These people were trespassing. That's the best you can actually charge them with, and we know that. We've seen the footage through Tucker Carlson. We've seen the private footages that were out there but were suppressed by big tech. I've seen all the different things, all the different angles, and I was actually there and took pictures of Antifa and the paid actors that were actually participating in this. I have an article in Gateway Pundit that also was out in the Gulag as well that showed my pictures and my statements telling you exactly where the paid actors were, and they were actually portraying Capitol Police outside the building. I also have a photo of the guy with the buffalo horns on his head. This is a real problem for me, guys. This narrative they keep pushing out is absolutely fictitious. It's absolutely wrong, and don't let them do this. But they're going to come after another 1,000 people because the people they've already held in jail for 2 years, there's 900 people they have held in jail for 2 years over trespassing. Be mindful that this is a political stunt. These are political prisoners or even prisoners of war, depending on how you want to define this situation. Remember, Washington, D.C. is not part of the United States. It's a corporate headquarters of this America. Now, by the way, we are a states, remember that we're a continuous states of America. We are not Washington, D.C. We are not America by definition, but yet the states themselves make us the United States of America. Remember that. The words mean things, and do not let them manipulate them or manipulate your emotions to get you to believe that you are not a constitutional republic. We are not what they keep trying to say is a democracy. Democracy is actually communism light. Do not fall for that. Do not use that word anymore. Do not use democracy. We are a constitutional republic, and we'll always be that as long as in your heart and your actions believe that and moving forward. If you let them manipulate you and change your mind, well, then that's when you become communist. Going on, naturalnews.com has Federal Reserve to print another $2 trillion in fake fiat funny money to bail out financial terrorism further devaluing the dollar. Well, this is an ongoing story that we know happened with SVB, Silicon Valley Bank, and the Signature Bank out of New York. And there's actually three other. Swiss Bank is actually over in Switzerland, but there's other banks here in America that are absolutely, absolutely in trouble. And we have to understand that we cannot continue to let these people devalue our currency this way, because what they're doing is washing away you and your ability to move forward in your life and have your dreams. By the way, remember, in your Constitution, in your Declaration of Independence, it talks about your pursuit of happiness. And whatever that is, that's on you. You get to do what you want to do, and I don't have any business telling you how to live your life, and neither does the government. The government is limited by the Constitution, but not us. Remember that we have never been limited by the Constitution. We have allowed them to go ahead and make laws and rules and regulations that we keep kowtowing to, bending at the waist and bruising our forehead to bend down and worship these people. We should be mindful not to let them do that. The article says, to save the criminal bankers, the private Federal Reserve is expected to inject $2 trillion in the United States banking system, which means you just lost a lot of value of the zeros in your account. This whole thing, calling the bank term fund program, the emergency mechanism is designed to sweep under the rug all the financial corruption that got us into the mess in the first place, pushing the common man with even higher inflation and lower standard of living. Guys, this is only going to affect you the most. Honestly, it really will. The big bankers, the big tech that they bailed out. By the way, SVB, the reason that our country, our government, ran in there to bail those guys out at a tune of almost $100 billion was because those guys are the tech guys. Well, that's where Google and YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and all these other guys kept their money. And why do we want them happy? Why do we want to make sure we're going to guarantee their deposits? Well, because between the government and big tech and big corporations, they're all working together. And if you fall out of love with one of those guys, well, they might just tell on each other and might actually find out what's really going on with big tech and the handshake they've had for a long time with our government. And we should be mindful that our government has been going into big tech and asking for favors, suppression of stories, and other things like that, just like the Hunter Biden laptop. I had Rudy Giuliani on my radio show back in 2020 talking about the whole Hunter Biden laptop back then. And just now, Hunter Biden says, I'm going to sue you if you talk about my laptop. We're going to talk about that more in the next segment. But guys, this is your world. This is your country. I'm trying to let you know what's going on because I want you to get motivated and get out there and come together and be the people that we should be, understanding that the world around you is yours to control, not for them to control you. You are never limited by your Constitution. Only those public servants are, and they do not have the same constitutional rights that you do. Remember that going into this. We are we the people, and we always have the answers. We got a commercial break coming up, and we'll be right back.
The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrightEonStore.com.
If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger Store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At HealthRangerStore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. I do appreciate you guys all sticking with us after that commercial break. Guys, remember, this is your world, and you maintain control of it as long as you have the will and the heart to go out there and fight for it. Nobody's handing out big buckets of freedom. Remember, you have to go out and get your own freedom, and you have to fight for those for the future generations as well. Be mindful of these things as we go through our days. Guys, if you have any questions or comments, remember, the JimPriceShow.com is where you're going to find most of the information you're looking for and the ability to go out and donate to the show as well as get a hold of me. Now, as we go on, the AP News, Associated Press, really don't like going to these guys, but they do have an article that says Biden calls for tougher penalties for executives of failed banks. Yeah, right. Talk about some virtue signaling here. This guy is not going to do anything to any of his big boys over there at SVB or anywhere else because they're all tied in to the government where they've been paying off big tech to silence your truth and your ability to be able to communicate with each other. Says here, the potato in chief on Friday called on Congress to allow regulators to impose tougher penalties on executives of failed banks. Right. This guy is all about prosecuting others while he's hiding top secret documents and classified documents right next to the old Corvette. Yeah, that's why Hunter Biden's been paying, $50,000 a month in rent or $40,000 a month in rent, because it's such a highly secured facility with the glass windows and wood garage doors. That's where we all keep our high secured documents. Right? Yeah, Joe, talk to us about how legal you want to get and how many people you want to hold accountable for their malfeasance. Now, let's go on to say, let's see here. It says, including clawing back compensation and making it easier to bar them from working in the industry. So you're going to go back and take their money? Remember, that's where you start getting into employment laws and different things like that. If they've already been paid through their regular paychecks, what are you going to do? Just go back and take if the guy who's bagging your grocery at the grocery store, can you go take money from him because he squishes your bread? Hey, Joe, which way do you want it? And how do you want to run the justice system? You're the executive branch, not the judicial branch or the legislative branch. You don't get to tell everybody how to run their daily lives. That's why we have the separation of powers. When we have one branch telling the other branches what to do, that's called a constitutional crisis. Joey, be careful. Oh, I know, you're the big pedo in chief out there doing your job and showing how tough you really can be. But I want you to explain to me who that gentleman was walking behind you on the old stairs coming out of the Air Force One. Or was that Air Force One? Too many times I have questions about what it is you're really doing and why it is you think you have to go around and play big tough guy. I guess you need to take me out behind the woodshed and show me what for, because, you can't walk up a flight of stairs and you think you have the ability to run this country. Don't start telling other people what to do until you clean your own house. Remind yourself of that every time you get to running yourself. But let's go ahead and talk. Let's talk about this. Biden wants the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. That would mean that they're not a federal agency, that they're a privately held corporation. To be able to force the return of compensation paid to executives on a broader range of banks should they fail. That sounds nice. Currently, the FDIC can only take back the compensation of executives at the largest banks in the nation. See, again, we have a problem with ourselves here. When we're trying to legislate from the bench, right, when we have judges going out and saying that they know how to run our country and dictate to us what our laws really mean, that's a problem. Judges are supposed to be able to solve problems between two parties, not tell us how to run our lives. The guy that's the potato in chief up there, the one who ran his campaign from the basement, that supposedly the most popular man on earth, right? And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say what I'm going to say. This is the Jim Price Show. I'm going to tell you how I feel about that election, where I've seen the numbers on the backside and really saw what was going on in 2020. I do believe Trump just got short of 100 million votes, and the potato in chief just got somewhere just south of 40 million votes. I know what really happened. Joe, you really know what happened. And quit lying to everybody about what you're really doing out there. And don't be gaslighting me and tell me how you're going to stand up for the small guy, old Scranton Joe, who only lived there for about 6 months as a baby. Don't tell me you're from Scranton, and don't tell me you're out there for the small guy, because I know what my checking account looks like, and I know what it's like for me trying to fill up the tank on my truck, because you are the guy running all this in the ground because you got too much of your hand in every cookie jar, and you know it. So stop talking those foolish ways. Anyway, you want to talk about some foolish stuff here? We got a couple articles here to end the show, and I want you guys to listen to this. Naturalnews.com has this one. Deal with it, says the title. A trans runner says Massachusetts high school girls track team, he says this to them in this state championship. As a boy, he decides to grow his hair out long, which, hey, I don't have a problem with long hair on men. I think it's okay. But my problem is when you go out and try to tell the world that you're a girl by putting a bra on and going into the girls' bathrooms or into the girls' locker room does not suddenly make you a girl. I have a problem with this all day long and twice on Sunday. The girls' track team from Brookline High School has won the Massachusetts High School state finals after adding a biological male identifying as a female. That sounds fair. That's what I want to see. I have three daughters and a son, and I would be so angry to find out that some dude decided to go over to the girls' side after my daughter had worked her life through junior high and high school to get herself to the state championships and then have some guy walk in there and steal it away from her. I would be completely upset, and I would be outraged. And how is it okay that anybody else says, well, this is some kind of equality? Women, I tell you right now, I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to challenge you to stand up to this and quit letting men walk over girls like this. This is not right in any way. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you're talking about. I do not believe this is okay for a dude to start going into the women's bathrooms and the women's locker rooms and calling themselves a woman. This is outrage, and it's not fair to girls who've worked their life trying to get to their level or to the highest level of their sport, and then this is being taken away from them because some guy is too lazy and too weak to compete with other men. I don't like it. I'll never like it. I don't stand for this. Let's read the article here. It says Brookline junior Chloe Barnes joined the team this season as a varsity runner. He helped the school win the 4x200 meter relay with a time of 159.43 at the Massachusetts State Track Coaches Association Northeast Invitational on January 14th this year. The video of the race shows Barnes easily running far ahead of the naturally born girls he is competing against, allowing his teammates to stay safely in the lead for the race. New Boston Post reported, in fact, Barnes could even be seen slowing down at least twice and looking behind at the female runners as he was leaving them in the dust. Still, despite that, the girls could not close the distance. Barnes ran race could be found at the 5:57 mark. This is a bad, bad deal. They have a video of this, of where this individual thinks that he's a hero, and then he tells the girls, deal with it. I'm going to tell you what, sir. I don't know who you are or where your parents are, but you're a disgrace to men, and you are offending. You're offending me, but you are offending women across this globe who've actually gone out and worked their tail off trying to be the best they can in their sport, and yet you go in there and you wash it all away with you going in and abusing the rules because you call yourself a girl does not mean you are a girl. To me, you're a less of a man, and you will never match what a man should be, especially when you victimize women to make sure and lift yourself up. You should be ashamed of yourself, and so should your father and your mother. I'm telling you right now, I am not going to stand for this in my country, and every time I get a chance to, I will rail back against this. Now, as we talk about boys who can't really seem to figure out what they're doing with their toys, Hunter Biden sues laptop repair shop owner.